Fran, all the best. Thank you. Councillor Fran Benton with an amazing story. A tale of a lack of support from her ward councillors and fellow Tory councillors, and felt alone and isolated, and now deselected by the Conservative ruling group. But we'll talk more about that later on in the show.
FM, online, audio Cambridgeshire.
Coming up after 8 this morning, we'll have more on that budget meeting last night, and we'll find out what Councillor George Simons will become. If you're reading the ET this morning, it doesn't tell you. It just says the Conservative Councillor for Paston was last night confirmed as. We'll tell you after 8 this morning.
I went to an old people's home, yeah. And there was an old lady in a Zimmer frame, and I said, do you know who I am? She said, ask the matron and she'll tell you.
The legendary Frank Carson. Tributes pouring in for him. He died yesterday at the age of 85 after a battle with stomach cancer. He was the son of a bin man. He grew up in Belfast, worked as a plasterer and an electrician before joining the Parachute Regiment. He served 3 years in the Middle East in the 50s, and then he turned to show business and developed his amazing catchphrases.
I must say, it was lovely coming through the canteen. You know, I heard, and I thought, oh boy, a fan. And I turned around, and there was a fellow trying to get sauce out of the bottle. He's a cracker, isn't he? A cracker.
He got his big break, of course, on Opportunity Knocks. He won it 3 times. He appeared in The Comedians and, of course, on Tiz Was, which is where I remember him from most on a Saturday morning. Now, let's speak to a woman who worked with the man, Sarah McGee from the Cathedral. Morning.
Hello, Paul. How are you?
You worked with the legend that is Frank Carson.
I know. It seems a world away from the Cathedral, but I was really lucky when I was a bit younger in the early mid-90s to be press officer at a phenomenal theatre called the Blackpool Grand Theatre. And obviously Frank lived up there, but he appeared there very many times while I was working there. Just was the loveliest man in the world.
The story I heard yesterday is he used to stand backstage giving out signed photos to people all the time, even though they didn't want them.
Yeah, basically. No, he. When I worked in Blackpool, there was a film, you might remember it, called Funny Bones,
yeah.
That came out with Lee Evans. And, you know, we all said, that's him, that's Frank, because he just had funny bones. And he'd just stand and talk to anybody. And yes, definitely, at Matcham's in the bar, if somebody dare not go up and say hello, he'd just go over, say hello, and give him a signed photo anyway. And it's just so funny. And quite often, he would go 100 miles an hour at these jokes, and then his brain was kind of going towards the punchline, and he would remember how hilarious the punchline was. So he'd start laughing, and he couldn't get to the punchline. But his laughter was so infectious that the whole theatre would be in absolute tears.